Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Angus Gurmil Magad Fishin Orla. Now, principals of special schools this week called for therapists to return full time to schools rather than being deployed via the HSE's disability network teams. There's also been controversy of late about the removal of the complex needs criteria when assessing resource needs in special schools. And as preparation for a new school year begins over the summer, will all children with special educational needs get a place? Well, these are just some of the issues on the entree for the new Minister of State with responsibility for special education and inclusion, Hildegard Nocton, and she joins me now from the Dáil studio. Minister Hildegard Nocton, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
We have so much to cover in terms of your own portfolio, but can I ask you first of all, in relation to the recognition of the State of Palestine, I spoke with Ofir Fouk, Foreign Policy Advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, about the government's decision to recognise the State of Palestine. I asked him about Israel's ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich's warning that recognising a Palestinian state sends a wrong message about Ireland as a tech hub and is worrying Israeli investors in the Irish IT services sector. This was his response. Have a listen.
No, Israel will act in the best interest of Israel. And the fact that Ireland made such a grave, terrible mistake and in essence gave a prize or is trying to give a prize to terrorism, I think it's a shame, it's an outrage, and Ireland should be ashamed of itself.
What's your reaction?
Today it is an historic and important day, not just for Ireland, but for Palestine. And this is really about what we are doing today. It's a recognition, and I believe it's a powerful and political symbolic act today. This is about us playing our part in bringing about peace in the Middle East and recognising a two-state solution. So I think, you know, I obviously don't agree with the Israeli
right, that
representative.
An unintended
there.
Consequence could be boosting Hamas.
No, I think Ireland has a very strong track record in relation to peacekeeping. We're seen as a very balanced country. We're one of the first countries to do this with Spain and Norway. I know we absolutely condemn Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organisation, and what they did to innocent Israeli people on the 7th of October was absolutely horrific and deplorable. But so too are the scenes that we're seeing with innocent people and children dying every day in Palestine. This is about a belief in freedom and justice as a fundamental principle of international law, and that's why we are recognising the State of Palestine today. And I think it's a really important statement, but it's only one part of a long process, as we all know, in achieving peace.
Can we move on for a moment? So this is your first interview as Minister for Special Education. It's an extremely important role, and I'm sure parents and pupils will be listening carefully. What is your vision for the role?
Well, I'm almost 7 weeks now in this new role. Special education, it has always been very important to this government, but particularly now under our new Taoiseach Simon Harris, who has a very keen interest in this space. He has elevated this role of special education to a cabinet. I sit a cabinet, as you know, I'm government chief whip also. We now have a special cabinet committee established to ensure that we have this joined up thinking when it comes to services for children. So on this cabinet committee, it's attended by myself as Minister for Special Education, the HSE are there, Minister for Health, Minister for Children, and we need to make sure, and also Minister for Public Expenditure, to make sure that the money follows it. But what I've been doing over the last 7 weeks is meeting children, parents, special schools, special mainstream schools with special classes, teachers, SNAs. And first of all, I've been blown away with the energy and the dedication that I have seen in the wider school community. But I'm also hearing the deep frustration, the worry, the anger around access to services, particularly from parents, and unfortunately, you know, their anger is justified, and this is what I want to change.
And when you met them, did you guarantee them a place? Did you say, yes, you will? I guarantee, as Minister for Special Education, that you will have a place in school next September.
Yeah, I'm very conscious of the challenges faced by parents looking to secure a special ed place for their child for September. So I am meeting with the head of the NCSE, the National Council for Special Education, every week to ensure that we continue to deliver on that commitment, to ensure that every child has a school place that meets their needs.
Is that a commitment from you? Yes, from me.
And what I'm doing is meeting with the NCSE every week because it is their responsibility with the Department of Education.
As you've given that commitment, I appreciate that.
And also, Cormac, can I just say on that, I do not want us to be in a position next year for September 2025 where parents are going through the same anxiety, wondering where their child is going to be.
Okay.
And just to explain how I'm going to
we will get to that, I promise. But you've given that guarantee, which I appreciate. Can we drill down on some of the issues? This week there was a call from special school principals to address what they called the therapy crisis in special schools. So they want therapists to return to schools as they're frustrated with the current model of being placed on the HSE's disability network teams. So do you think therapists should be back in special schools full time?
Yes. Is the short answer. And part of this is ensuring that the 39 therapists, there was funding allocated for 39 therapists to the NCSE, the National Council for Special Education. And those therapists, they would go into schools working with teachers, collaborating with them across the country. Only some of them have been hired, and the more questions I asked since coming into this role, the reason is they cannot get therapists to take up these roles. And I believe the reason is because they are not being hired on permanent contracts.
So you say yes, from when?
So what I have done as part of this cabinet committee, which I sit on, is I have asked, and I'm working with my colleague, Minister Pascal Donoghue, to get these 39 therapists on a permanent contract. And they would be hired by the NCSE.
From September?
They're being hired right now, so yes, I want them hired as quickly as possible. Okay. But the blockage was that they were not on a permanent contract.
Okay. So that'll happen in the autumn, you say. Can I ask, there's been disquiet as well, Minister, about the removal of the complex needs criteria needed to get additional supports in mainstream school settings. There are fears it'll make accessing services much more difficult and worse, in fact. Do you share those concerns?
So I suppose the model that has been used is constantly being reviewed and changed, and it's based on the data that the NCSE have and the department have. And I suppose no model can capture absolutely every scenario in relation to the needs, the additional educational needs that schools have. So what I and this is how the system works. Where a school feels that they do not have adequate special education teaching hours, they contact the NCSE, and the NCSE then carry out a review, because every school is different and there are unique circumstances, as in life, in relation to additional needs. Mm. So I know those reviews will be completed in the coming days. So there will be an additional 1,000 hours will be allocated as a result of those reviews taking place.
But that's still coming down the tracks, isn't it, in September for junior infants, this removal of the complex needs criteria. So when you've met parents and their families and they're concerned that they'll lose additional supports, can you guarantee that they won't when this complex needs criteria is removed?
So schools know best in relation to what the needs are of their children, incoming children, and the additional educational needs in their schools. And that's why we have this review process set up, so that schools can engage directly with the NCSE if they feel that they have not got adequate hours for their particular unique set of circumstances. And by the way, this will be reviewed every year. What I want
is to maintain the complex needs criteria and then, not remove it, basically, because that's the fear, that they'll lose supports on foot of the removal of the complex needs criteria. Inclusion Ireland said they were extremely concerned by the messaging. I mean, I wonder, is this the right way to go and to force this in September?
Well, schools have an allocation, and that includes a range of areas. It looks at standardised tests, and what parents say to me is, my child, scores very high on the standardised test, but they have other, care needs, additional needs, where they need those extra supports. And it's for that reason I think we will probably constantly need, some form of review, because every year it will change. There'll be new children coming into the school system, and just the NCSE will have to work with each individual individual school. And part of this, and this just goes back to what I said earlier about how I'm going to make sure that parents are not stressed and worried about what happens to their child in September, part of this is increasing the staffing within the NCSE. The number of CNOs currently across the country, their role is to go in and work with students, work with teachers, work with schools around the needs within a particular school. What are the additional needs required? Mm. But the problem was they were stretched too thin. They had too large a geographic area to cover. They had administrative burdens. They were filling out forms and paperwork. So we have reduced that. The NCSE are hiring administrative staff to take the pressure off CNOs. We now will have CNOs just based on a county where their geographical area will be reduced. I want to see CNOs more visible on the ground. Parents will see their CNO. Mm. I have cases where they don't know who the CNO is, or they're just the lines
which
of communication
are
not.
It's completely dysfunctional.
It's not dysfunctional. It works well, but what they need to do is it needs to be ramped up.
It's dysfunctional. And it means there's inadequate communication between the various cogs in the wheel. And I just wonder, has your own party colleague pointed to the fundamental problem here, Garrett Ahern. He quoted a school principal recently in the Oireachtas, Lorraine Lowry from Scoil Thoirmeach. She pointed out that the Special Education Review Committee report, published in 1993, over 20 years ago, is still the basis for all special education policy. Now, surely you have to accept that that's out of date at this stage.
There are, as I've just alluded to, there is a review in relation to the special education teacher hours. That's current data, up-to-date data, but I want to get to a position where schools will have a better, we'll have a better picture from the schools who know best what the needs are within their own school.
That's out of date, that report, isn't it? It's still the basis.
But what I'm telling you is it's not just that 1993 report. We're looking at up-to-date information, and also you have a part of the problem is that you have children maybe waiting for an assessment of needs who are not incorporated into, you know, that data is not incorporated into the school or into junior infants because they don't have it yet. So that's where the NCSE, the CNOs on the ground, and this is why, I know it's not perfect. I'm not on this radio show to say we have a perfect system. But what I can guarantee and reassure parents, because I know that's what they want to hear, I am going to ensure that the NCSE ramp up the number of CNOs by 50%. They'll all be hired by the end of August. They'll be on the ground. They will be visible. And by September 2025, I do not want to be in the same position where parents are anxious and worried about where their child is going to be the following September.
Let me ask you one other big question in your area. And it's this, and we discussed it recently on the programme. What is your view on whether all children with additional needs should be welcomed into mainstream schools? Because it's being put forward in a policy paper that all children should be in mainstream school. What is your opinion on that?
I think, like in life, you can't have a one-size-fits-all. I was in a school just this week, and in a special school, and one of the students there in that special school was doing so well. They're all doing really well. Fantastic model, best practice, wonderful, you know, just a great example of you know, inclusive teaching, learning. But one of the children felt themselves that they wanted to go to a mainstream school and they were ready for it. So initially, their family and probably the teachers felt a special school was the ideal setting for that child. And that child themselves and their parents, I understand, now believe
there will always
that
be
they would
exceptions
be
without
better.
Doubt.
Yeah,
but
in a special
with the National Council for Special Education when they say that it's now time to progressively bring about an education system in which all schools are resourced and equipped to educate all children in their local community, including children with special educational needs. Do you disagree?
I agree with that, in that, you know, children with additional needs should get the supports they need. But it needs to be, this is in agreement with the parents, with the teachers.
Yeah, so you'll be working
and
towards that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it might be in a special class in a mainstream school. It may be in a special school.
Okay. Can I ask you finally on a different matter? Marianne Agrios was standing for Fine Gael for the first time in the upcoming local elections for Louth County Council. Yesterday, Hildegard Nocton, the Ditch website, alleged that a developer agreed to pay Agrios €15,000 in cash and to carry out €15,000 worth of work on her home. This was allegedly exchanged in exchange for the withdrawal of her objection to a development in Termin Fechan. Now, today, Ms. Agrios apologised and withdrew her candidacy. What's your reaction?
But I only heard this morning when it broke, and obviously this is not appropriate behaviour, no matter who you are. And I think she did the right thing to stand down, and she's not seeking election. I think it's too late for her name to be removed from the ballot paper, but I do understand, as you say, she's asking people not to vote for her, and I think her posters will be removed as well. Completely unacceptable. And I would expect that internally within our party there will be disciplinary procedures initiated also on the matter.
Is there going to be an investigation?
That's not a role for myself, but I know that there would be disciplinary procedures initiated, certainly within the party.
Okay. Minister of State with responsibility for special education and inclusion, Hildegard Nocklin. Thank you very much indeed.